I'm going to be sharing a Christmas wish list that I think you'd personally enjoy. After all, us adults can have wish lists too. That's what's coming up in episode 81. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Welcome, welcome, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. I know there's probably various others in the month of December. I really, really appreciate you joining me today. If you are listening to this when it's actually published, it is a few days before Christmas. It is also a few days before my husband's birthday. And guess what? I have found out my husband stalks this podcast from time to time. So if you are listening, happy birthday, and I love you so much. He is actually a Christmas Eve baby. And by the way, he's older than me. I had to throw that in. Anyways, today I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I wanted to share with you a Christmas wish list that I thought you would enjoy, and I think you would relate to. It would resonate with you a lot. Before I share that with you, I wanted to remind you that if you haven't joined us over in our community on Facebook, please do so. There's a lot of great ladies in there. The group is definitely has grown. We've got at the moment, I think over 300 women in there. They're wonderful. It's a wonderful community. So join us if you haven't done so already. You can do that at jenhempel.com/community. So let's go ahead and we're going to keep the show short and sweet. But I wanted to share with you the Christmas wish list that I had because I also hear that Mrs. Claus is an avid listener of this podcast. So I figured she could pass the word on to Santa. So here is the rundown of my Christmas wish list. I have other wish lists, but this is more relatable to this particular podcast. And one of the wishes on my Christmas wish list is I have a big hiccup with the lunches at school. I was going to say the school lunches at school. That would be completely redundant. But here is my thing with the school lunches. They have, and I'm not sure if you experience this, especially if you have kids, but nowadays you do this prepay, you put a certain amount in the account, then the kids go and choose their lunch. But here's the thing. Before, in my time, it was just whatever it was, right? And that was your lunch. Now you have options. So you can choose the lunch and you could choose some other items, right? So those other items also cost some extra money. And what my hiccup is here is that they don't really emphasize that to the kids. And I think it's a missed opportunity to teach the kids. And I know as parents, it's our responsibility. But I think for school, it's a missed opportunity for them to also teach the kids about money management. Because literally the kids every single day, unless they know better, unless you teach them, they can be spending blindly. So if for parents that are on a stringent budget, if you put a certain amount of money a month, those kids may eat that money up quickly and then they don't have any money for the rest of the month, or you have to make do and put more money. So that is one of my wish lists. One of the things on my wish list is for schools to take that missed opportunity, especially if the schools do. I mean, I've experienced this in the past. Oh, I would say in the past 5 years, I've seen this. I don't recall beforehand, but I know in the past 5 years, that's what I've seen. So I'm guessing it's a trend across the nation. I'm not sure how it is overseas. So that's one of the things on my wish list is to correct that and for schools to take advantage and really grab onto that teaching opportunity about money management. And you know I had to tie it up to money, right? This wish list, I had to tie it up to money. The other thing on my wish list is for Amazon. For Amazon because I enjoy shopping on Amazon. It's convenient. They have that 2-day shipping, even the same day shipping at times, depending on what you're getting. But what the hiccup that I have, and I wish it would be corrected, is that if you have Prime, of course you don't want to pay for shipping. You have Prime, right? So there's multiple times where I have put stuff in the cart and I go to checkout and like maybe 1-day shipping, maybe if they don't offer the same day shipping, 1 day or some expedited shipping is chosen, or maybe 5-day shipping, which doesn't necessarily cost, but it doesn't get there faster. It just slows the process. But what annoys me is when they choose a faster shipping and they're trying to, and basically it just defaults to charging you money. So if you're not careful, you're paying more money. So Amazon, if you're listening, and Santa, if you can help me, because I know you use Amazon, talk to them, use your connections and help us out. Make sure that it does not default to shipping that you have to pay, especially if you're a Prime member. Why would you want to do that? You always are trying to get free shipping. Whatever money you can save, the better, right? So that's another thing on my wish list. The other part on my wish list, and I've mentioned this before in a past episode, is on Kohl's. I do enjoy shopping on Kohl's. I actually have not shopped there for a while, but my hiccup with them are the Kohl's bucks. Now, the Kohl's bucks can be a great thing, right? Especially if you use it where if you have $10, $20 in Kohl's bucks and you just spend $10, $20, or you're really looking to buy something that you need, not just to go and spend on something and save yourself $10 or $20, especially if you didn't need it. So my hiccup with this is the quick expiration date. Very quick expiration date. If they are rewarding you, I get it. They want you to come back and spend money. That is the whole purpose. But if they're rewarding you with these Kohl's bucks, why don't they give you more time? So again, Santa, if you're listening, I'm sure you use Kohl's as well. Use your connections. Please help us make it happen. The other one for me is grocery stores. Not necessarily like Aldi's. I've been using a lot of Aldi's, and they don't print out coupons. But for example, Target, or there's a local grocery chain here that's called Giant. And so I'm in the checkout lane and I'm purchasing the items, and then I go to pay for those items, and a coupon comes out for something that I just bought. Now, as gracious as I am and thankful, I would rather have had that coupon to use then, right? Saving then, not later, right? Especially if it's an item that maybe I don't get that often. That would have been useful. So please, Santa, use those connections and help us remedy that. Because that I find extremely annoying. Now, the other one is one of the bigger items on my wish list. And for me, I know their options are opening for those places where you can go and buy ready-made freezer meals that you can buy. It's all ready and you just put it in the crock pot, in the oven, whatever it is. And especially for those nights that are really, really super busy, I just wish there was more of them. And I also wish that chefs, I know it's going to be coming. I know it's going to be more accessible. I'm being impatient. I don't need a fancy chef. I just want someone to help me prep those healthy meals, because sometimes life is busy and, sometimes that's a lot of the time, right? It's not sometimes. It seems like it's all of the time. And as much as it's in my heart to provide my family with a really healthy meal, sometimes it doesn't happen. Not because I don't have those intentions. I absolutely do, but with life being busy, you get tired, you get lazy. And so having more of those available, those companies that are available, for you to purchase those ready-made freezer meals. And I'm not talking about, I know there's those companies, what is it called? Blue Plate, where they have it and you have to cook it. I'm talking about already prepped. That some of them are, they've got the ingredients is what I understand. And then you put it together. I am being a little bit more lazy. I'm talking about one step further. So I know there's those companies out there, but I wish there were more accessible. And then also I wish, and I know eventually it was coming. I know I've seen it, where there are chefs that are more accessible to many more people, especially with the different budgets. So that is another thing on my wish list. And the last one are for rewards. So reward points. So I wanted to talk about that. And I'm going to pick on Verizon here. Verizon Wireless. That's our service provider for our cell phones. And they give you these reward points. We've got hundreds and thousands of these reward points. But it's basically how you can use them as if you just get a coupon that really you can get these coupons anywhere. It's not that big of it, in my opinion. Maybe some of them aren't, or maybe the ones that I want aren't. It just has not worked out for me. And I know there's some discounts for gift cards, but I wish they were a little bit higher to make it more of an incentive, because I'm trying to spend, quote unquote, these points, and they make it really, really hard because I just don't want to spend it on something I don't want or I don't need. So Verizon Wireless, I'm picking on you. If you're listening, those reward points need to be easier to use, for sure. And that is all that is on my list today. I'd love to hear from you, and you tell me what is on your wish list that's kind of financially related. Really, mine were all related to whether saving money, saving time, those type of things. So let me know. Come join us in the Facebook group at jenhempill.com/community. Share with us what would be or what is on your wish list that are just some hiccups that you have that you feel would help you save you more time, help you save you more money, help you save some sanity, right? That would be completely, completely so awesome. So come join us at jenhempill.com/community. I'd love to have you. And I, once again, I really appreciate you being here. I really appreciate you listening. This podcast has grown tremendously, and I'm just so gracious for that. I wouldn't have imagined the growth that it has had in the past almost year and a half. So I really, really, really appreciate you listening. And again, join us in our group and our community. I'd love to connect with you there. Have a wonderful Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate. Enjoy that time with your family. Make it a quality time. Make it some memories. And I will talk to you soon. Coming up next Thursday in episode 82, I'm going to share with you how to have an extremely amazing 2017 with your money. The show notes, even though it's just going to be a brief show notes, you can go to jenhempill.com/81. So I will talk to you again next Thursday.